Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny, of the 4th Legislative District in Erie County. Representative Sunny, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the big news in Harrisburg has been the governor's budget address, and you are a member of the House Appropriations Committee. You have a really special view of this because you get to see a lot of the details of what goes on. What's your opinion of the governor's budget address and a little look forward into the process here?
Well, thank you. And once again, it's great to be able to talk to my constituents and keep them informed of what's happening in Harrisburg. And, you know, the budget is by far one of the most important, if not the most important document that we work on every single year. And that process always begins with the governor giving his budget address to the General Assembly. And quite frankly, I think myself and a lot of my colleagues were a little bit enthused this time around after going through two very difficult budgets with Governor Wolf. He has presented a budget that is absolutely leaning more towards the way that most of us view the budgets. And it looks like he really wants to try to reduce government costs and rein down and reel in government. So that's a very enthusiastic for our side to be able to hear the governor say these things. And one of the other aspects of the governor's address was the fact that he was not asking for broad-based tax increases. You know, we've heard this all along, but it was still refreshing once he gave the address to know that he was not going to ask for those broad-based tax increases. There are, however, about $1 billion of additional taxes within his budget address. And of course, those are things that we're going to take a very hard look at. None of us enjoy raising taxes at all. And we're always going to do everything we can to try and drive those costs down so we don't have to do that. Education spending within the governor's plan, once again, is at a significant amount, and once again be a record dollar amount going into education. The governor has always been very supportive of public education, and he continues that support by providing another $100 million for basic education. I am a member of the Appropriations Committee, and that is another part of the process. We hear the governor's budget address, and then we will begin 3 weeks of appropriations hearings, listening to the various departments, defending the money that they need to accomplish their mission for the next year. And so it really allows us to question those departments one at a time and really drill down on what their expenditures are and to make sure that the taxpayer money is spent in the best way possible. So we have a much better starting point than we have from the previous two budgets. And with that being said, I'm really hopeful that we will not only have an on-time budget, quite possibly maybe we'll actually get one a little bit early this year.
Also, I understand that there is an important state program that offers particularly college students the opportunity to get summer employment, and it's through the Department of Transportation. What's going on here?
PennDOT, once again, is going to sponsor their summer employment program, which includes government service interns. This program runs April through August to supplement the permanent workforce. The government services interns are used primarily for summer maintenance and sign upgrade services, and they perform laboring duties in maintenance organizations as well as work sites along the highway. To be eligible or to be considered for one of these jobs, you do need to be a full-time college student. You need to be enrolled in 2017 and have a valid Pennsylvania driver's license. If you are a full-time student and you are interested in this program, please go online to www.employment.pa.gov. And I'll repeat that. It is www.employment.pa.gov. And then look for the summer employment positions category.
Also, I understand that applications are now available for a program that's very popular with senior citizens. What's going on here?
Yes, the rent rebate program, which is absolutely a very popular program in Pennsylvania, is in full stride today. If you have applied in the past for the property tax rent rebate program, chances are you received a new packet in the mail. If you did not, or you have never applied for the property tax rent rebate program, you know, please stop at one of my offices. My Harbor Creek office is at 4457 Buffalo Road. And my Corey office is at 434 North Center Street in Corey.
Representative Sunny, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Kurt Sunny.